This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, Bronze Roofing, the Belleville Meat Market, and Bayou City Angler. We have a new sponsor of the show, Bayou City Angler. They're going to have a grand opening tomorrow. So if you get a chance, get out there and get by the store. Check out all the cool stuff they have. They've got a lot of premium fishing equipment. They're right there on Katy Freeway next to Good Company Barbecue in Carter's Country. So we welcome those to the Outdoor Show. We really appreciate it. And all right, so let's get to weather, shall we? All right, Galveston. It's 81 down on the island this morning. Today they're calling for plenty of sunshine with a high of 86. East winds 10 to 20. And then for tonight, clear skies, low around 80. Southeast winds 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, sunshine, a stray shower, thunderstorm is possible with a high of 86. East-southeast winds 5 to 10. And looking at Galveston Channel tides, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're on a four-tide schedule. We have a high coming up at 5:50 a.m. It's a 1.5. Then we have a low at 1:26 p.m., an 0.1. And then a high at 9:47 p.m., a 1.7. 7:02 a.m. is sunrise, 7:29 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is 79% visibility. And currently, the current conditions right now, the buoy offshore is showing absolutely nothing this morning, the 22-mile buoy, so we'll have to pass on that. Eagle Point looks like, as of 4 o'clock, air temperature there was 80 degrees with 84.6 water temperature. Southeast wind 11 to 13. And at Morgan's Point, it's 81 degrees with 85 degree water. An east-southeast wind at 9 to 10 miles per hour. And getting to normal topics, just Jody Blair, we normally talk to her at Pinwall Campground and Marina on Lake Livingston on Friday mornings this time. She's out sick this morning. She's feeling pretty rough. So I told her I would kind of give everybody a rundown, you know, on the what's going on with, what's happening on Lake Livingston and her area. But real quick, looks like South Texas, the South Zone's Dove will open this Sunday on the 14th. I don't know why they're opening it on a Sunday like that. You think they would do it at least today or tomorrow, but it's going to be Sunday. That's going to run from September 14th through October 26th on your morning doves. And once that opens, then, you know, white wings, mornings, all that will be included. And in teal season, we've only got a few days this year with duck counts down, like they're saying. Teal season will only be from September 20th through the 28th. So that's not a lot of days, but at least it's something. You still have your six bird limit. I didn't cut limits or anything, but some people said, well, I wish they had to cut the limits just a little bit and let us hunt more days, but that's where we're at with that decision. And getting to Jody's report, Lake Livingston report, the water's good, normal stain. It's 87-degree water temperature, and the lake is about eight one-hundredths. Above normal pool. Normal pool's 131 feet above sea level. And she's telling me that the bite's been great in the morning and the afternoons, and look for schooling fish right after daylight and late in the evenings. And they're catching most white bass in anywhere from 6 to 17 feet of water, but they can be caught on humps and deeper water, which a lot of people prefer them that way, out in 24 to 30 feet of water as well. And they're using duck tracker slabs. They've been the ticket. I haven't ever used that slab spoon, but that's what she's saying. Duck tracker slabs have been the best ticket. And catfish, they've been decent on the flats and out about 10 to 20 feet of water. And a lot of people are drifting those depths with shad. They're using shad for bait. And she says largemouth bass have been good on swim jigs and hitting rocks on windblown points with square bill crankbaits. Yeah, Richard and I hit on that yesterday with some square bills. Been seeing a lot of good bass being caught lately in tight with square bill crankbaits. And today, anticipate increased activity from warm water species like bass and panfish due to the 84-degree water temperature. Target major bite times around 10 p.m. to and 7:36 a.m. with conditions rated 2-5 for today. But strategy species expect good action from bass and panfish. White bass are also a good target using tubes, slabs, and pet spoons. Pet spoons. Been a many a fish caught on those. And bite times, you know, just plan to fish around the major times. Like 10 in the morning seems to be kind of a major right now, or minor. And just target on the warm water species and use appropriate baits when you're fishing for the crappie right now. The water's 84 degrees. Use minnows for crappie and consider using shad to attract the blue catfish. And from the outdoor show, if you go to Pinwa and you tell them you heard about it on the outdoor show or listen to the show, you'll get free parking. They have plenty of that, and they're stocked up for the weekend with 91 octane ethanol free fuel, and they're still offering that 2 months free if you want to take your RV up there for a 12-month lease, or if you just want to do a 6-month lease, 1 month free with a 6-month lease. So you can reach out to Jody or any of the good folks there at Pinwa Resort and Marina there. Just go to PinwaRVResort.com, or you can email Jody at PinwaResortWGPM.com, or the number, that's the best way. I just call them 936-209-4819. That's 936-209-4819. And reach out that way. So, anyhow, we're going to go to Fayette County in the next break and talk to Bob Green, but a little bit about Bayou City Angler, a new sponsor of the show. You know, I was talking to the guys out there, and it's really nice. They've got a real good variety of quality stuff, like gear like I like to use, and a lot of serious anglers. You know, they've got, you know, all the Sims Sims gear for wade fishing, you know, whether it's your, you know, your wading boots, your waders, all of that, and Southerly products, that's a new wade fishing, and slickers and all that kind of stuff, and they even have the poncho brand, and to name a few, ponchos very popular, and they stock a wide variety of all the industry's best gear by the most trusted brands, you know, like they have all their wade fishing gear, fly fishing gear, and fly tying components, along with rods and reels, line and lures. I mean, it's a really nice tackle store, and they even have a lot of offshore tackle for the serious angler. And they stock all the good brands, you know, like they have a complete line of Waterloo rods, and that everybody likes to use, like the Slam Mag and the HP Light. They've got tons of those in inventory. It's hard to find a premium rod these days, and they've got them in stock, and very nice people, great service, you know, and they just offer our community a great service, especially with their location there. It's a real popular area, and it's easy to find. It's right there by Good Company Barbecue in Carter's Country, right there off Katy Freeway. And if you get out that way, they're having a soft grand opening tomorrow. They've been stocking the store up all week, getting it ready for opening. And if you get a chance, they support the outdoor show, and we support them. If you get a chance, go by and check it out. You know, and they got all their premium lines, you know, and braid and mono, leader material, the whole nine yards. It's just, go by and check it out, browse around, and get to know the guys out there. So that's pretty cool. I like new mom and pop businesses like that. And you get that good hands-on service by fishermen, you know, folks that fish and that are good at it. And they present everything properly to you. But Astros lost again. We're still hanging on by an eyelash to first place. We're tied with the Mariners now. So I'd love to give you some good news on that. What is that now? We've lost 8 out of the last 11 games. I think the Mariners have won 6 or 7 in a row, and Texas Rangers are not backing off. They're coming for us. So something better change. Better get right. But anyway, looking at weather as far as radar this morning, it looks like we're not going to have any. Man, our rain chances are pretty much null for about the next 5 to 7 days. There's still some rain out in the Gulf down south of us. You know, it was like that yesterday. And I think a few folks got rain down around Galveston Island, parts of it, sun out on one part of the island and raining on the other. But up my way, no rain at all. It was clear and warmer. You know, it's warmed up. Humidities have picked up and warmed up in our area. But anyway, It's a good time to be an outdoorsman in the state of Texas. We got a lot coming up. And everybody I'm talking to that are serious in the end of the dove hunting, it's pretty crazy. A lot of birds being killed. We'll talk to Crocker this morning in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get a good dove report from up his way in the Uvalde and Concan area and see what kind of numbers they're getting and what's the best shooting time of the day to be out in the dove fields. That's the big deal. It is hot. And what dove hunts aren't hot? It's more like dove hunting in December down in South Texas when that second season opens up. It's really nice weather then. Very good evening hunts, especially around water holes, you know, tanks and everything. Those birds come in there like nobody's business. Well, anyway, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Bronze Roofing. You know, Bronze Roofing has been in business 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs, free estimates, and the best part, they're open 7 days a week. You can call them anytime. Call them anytime and get seen the same day for quick service. And each roof comes with a 15-year warranty. And Bronze works with your insurance company. That takes a lot of heat off of you. They know what to say and how to handle things, and it guides you through the process. It makes it a whole lot easier on you. So visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com, or call them 713-645-0505. 713-645-0505. That's Bronze Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 417 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's run up to Fayette County and check in with our good friend, Bob Green. Hey, man. What's going on, Bob?
Well, good morning. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, bud.
You were having a tough time last week.
We had
no power.
Well, we had power. We just didn't have phone lines.
That's kind of tough on a show like this.
Well, we got them back for the last segment of the show. They just came back up. Jason's panicking. I was panicking, going, man, we got all these people we got to call and can't reach them. Can't do anything about it.
No. When the stuff goes down, it just goes down. So that's computers, I guess.
That's just the modern age. Well, it's good and dependable, but, you know, every once in a while you get a glitch, a little gremlin.
Oh, yeah.
Part of it, man.
Well, see, I know the weather's been nice, early especially, but 10:30, 11 o'clock, though, you know, the heat was back, but not as bad as it had been. But I bet
earlier this week it was really nice and cool up your way.
I should have put it. I'm still going through this therapy stuff, and I had the last, I think it was the last one was yesterday, and now I've got to wait for them to tell me, you know, to go get those shots in the back. I think I did that about 4 times before they finally, you know, did that joint fusion deal, which is is what it looks like it's headed for this time. So I'll know more in the next week or so. And anyway, but I know I've only talked to one person that had been fishing. And, you know, every time, you know, this year, we've been waiting for those little cool mornings and all that's coming up. And there's fish now being caught. Well, not only deep, there's still fish deep, you know, 15, 18, 20 feet.
Right.
On Carolina rigs and drop shot. But, you know, I was always, when I learned fishing up here, it was, hey, you know, you start getting them little cool mornings when, you know, it feels good to just get out and, you know, not start sweating like crazy.
Right off
those
bad,
fish
would
normally start hitting a little top water. And and what I heard from, yeah, I told you, my buddy Mark's up at, I called him the other day. We were gonna get on the lake Wednesday morning, I guess it was, and I said, "Well, okay, you ready? How early you want to go in the morning?" And he said, "Well, he's one of, you know, had the heart problems, and this
right,
week
I can't even believe he's even trying to fish right now. What he went through?
He's fishing a club tournament at Toledo Bend right now." He went with some buddies, and they'll watch him take care of him, or he'll take care of himself. But he has a strong guy, but, you know, his heart's building up enough that he feels like he can do it. And
well, you know what? If you're going to go down, you're going to die, you might as well do it in a boat and do it in what you love doing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I get a lot of people asking about him, how he's doing and all. Well, he's fishing, so.
Could be worse. That's right. All stove up in a bed somewhere. That's good. He's able to get out.
Well, we went and had lunch, you know, and he's doing what he's told on all that, and he's, you know, his color's all good and stuff like that. So hey, yeah, he told me if he's going to go, then that's where he would rather go. So
I hope blame him. I agree. 100%.
Having a good time.
Heck yeah.
Well, we got our deer season coming up pretty soon for the archery hunters.
It won't be long, man. October 1st. Let's go thump one.
I had been looking at this. I've got a bunch of does have showed up, but I've got one doe, and I don't know. I've talked about it for a couple of years. I got one doe that has that tongue hanging out. And I never saw him one time last year, and this year I've seen her twice on my cameras. I don't know if that's what happened.
It's missing some teeth or something, can't hold its tongue in.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because she's been around for at least 3 years, I know of. And she looks pretty big, and I never see any young ones with her, so she may just be a barren doe.
You know, might be.
But she don't look poorly. She looks pretty good. Well, I had been
good and healthy.
I hadn't seen anything other than a little 6-point that's been just hanging out there, like he's just hanging around both feeders, back and forth. And then I said, well, yeah, I'm gonna go pull that camera card out and look. And I had five really great bucks. Well. For here, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
All up on is one morning, one afternoon, you know, just all the time that I wasn't there to see them. And I know that I had a 10, a couple of big eights. I'm thinking, I had seen them over in another pasture further down the road. Looked out there one day, there was five or six of them standing out there all running together. So I guess they're still running together before they'll break up a little bit. But anyway, I had, you know, of those five, there was four. There was no doubt they'd be a shooter. You didn't have to sit there and kind of try to say, oh, if I got ears.
Hearing that or looking that over, just stick the gun out and pull the trigger, man.
That was it. When they showed up, go ahead and hammer it. So you may never see him again. So anyway. Corn's fed up, ready to go. So, yeah. Oh, well, that was a deer story.
You know, three of the nicest deer I have mounted on the wall, there was no looking at them with binoculars. You watched them walk out. Hey, stick a gun out and shoot them. Drop them.
Yeah, for years up here, I mean, they made it through last year because I had them on. Well, I don't know if they're the same ones or not, but
right.
I had them on my camera last year about, it was February, not February, because they hadn't lost their horns yet. And they showed up there again. I said, well, that one made it. I said, all right, so good deal. We got something, you know, for next year. See how their crop turns out. So, and of course, in there was a couple of spikes that looked like they were about, 12 inches tall, kind of went out and curved forward.
Right.
So I just didn't get one of those out. They all taste the same. You get them made in some sausage.
Good old sausage dogs. Can't go wrong.
No. Anyway, I would say right now, if I get out next week, first thing I'm going to do is, if it stays cool like it's been every morning, I'm going to pull my pop-ars out and I'll walk the dog baits and get over some of that grass, because the water's staying up. The water's in decent shape.
And
if I'm going to guess, I just guess the water temperature is still, 90.
Yeah, got to be
or something like that. Yeah,
exactly.
But that's what I did.
Y'all's water stayed up pretty stable all year. I mean, y'all had any big drops or big rises or anything, have you?
No, we sure hadn't. So it got down there just for a little while, but I don't mean like where your boat was sliding underneath the dock or something like that. So no, it stayed up pretty decent. So and. Every time it would drop, there's a lot of rocks kind of around that boat dock there on one side of it that where you load and offload. And if you got elderly people, that's about the only place you can, really do it without having to tie the boat off on both sides. You kind of go ease up on the edge of the deal and people can get in and out, especially older or people that's like me that's got a back screwing up.
Well, hopefully this therapy and these shots and everything can get you through the fall run and winter.
Yeah, because if I do have to have that surgery, I'm can't put any weight on that leg at all for seven weeks last time.
Oh man!
So that means wheelchairs and walkers and stuff like that, but hopefully it doesn't seem as bad as it tell me about it. I thought 5 years ago I was able to pretty much use a walker and just hop. I said, it's harder to hop this year than it would have been last year. So but that was 5 years ago that I had the left side done, so that I guess I should have figured to switch over to the other side next. But.
Yeah, I had an uncle. He had both his hips replaced, and it wasn't even his hips. It was his back, man. After he went through all that, it's same condition. He ended up having back surgery.
I've had a couple of little surgeries, but they all turned out good. The neck.
Everybody
the
I know
back.
That's had the neck and the lower back, the fusion stuff you're talking about, it come through it real good. I got it down to a pretty good
science.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you look at them x-rays and stuff like that, you think, how in the world is that not, how does that stay in place? I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You got a big screw in your hip size of a .44 caliber slug, and that bone don't look big enough to hold that, but I guess it did.
It does.
But it'll all work out.
How long were you a cop with HPD?
It was 27 years there, and then I kept my, with the constable's office, kept my 35 years total.
Yeah, law enforcement.
But I tell you what, the things that are, things that are going on now in law enforcement, people, I don't know if I could put up with it like these, yeah, all these guys.
Well,
you have to do.
Thank God for them. Got to have them, man. It's
I mean,
have to go through a lot, and we appreciate what you did for all those years. Now you're just a wore out old fishing guide.
Boy, I tell you.
Probably, hey, probably from being in a cop car so long, has got your back messed up, man.
Oh, I tell you, that was a lot of cop car time.
I bet
gun
it was.
Belt on for, you know, patrol was. We worked patrol out of Northeast, which is over off of Lockwood and Kelly, and I don't know if you're never familiar with all those areas. East to north side of town, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought it was kind of a fun job for a long time until you know, politics get into everything after so long.
So it's a good thing, brother.
Ready to move on to, you know, fun time fishing. When I found the lake up here, that was it. I said,
yep,
I'm pretty sure where I'm retiring to.
I know your drill.
Yeah,
all right, brother. Well, Bob.
Hmm.
Hang on, man. Rehab that back. Get it ready. Fixing to have some good fishing ahead of us when we get this cool down. Get some fall in the air, brother.
If somebody I don't want to miss February, too.
Wet a line and throw a plug. How they get hold of you?
It's Facebook or Bob Green Fishing, 281-460-9200. Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Bob. You have a good one, my friend. See you now.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, that's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage products. And when you're in the store, check out all their homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. That way you can let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard block party headquarters. And check out their chuck wagon patties, half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. These are a big hit. And their grab-and-go snacking products, check all those out. Beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks, and we're going to be talking a lot about their wild game processing facility before too long. Deer season's right around the corner. And their new sausage recipe that's available, try it. You really got to try it. It's really good. Along with venison hot dogs and deer tamales, your family will love that you did. The Belleville Meat Market's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 437 here in the Bayou City. And let's run down Matagorda Way now and check in with our good friend, Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, what's up, man?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot of. No,
well,
sir.
Y'all all back online.
Yeah. That was a nightmare last week, man.
Yeah.
Kind of reminded me of the COVID days when they have phones or anything. Nobody in the production studio. Jace was there, but he couldn't do anything for me. Except be my wingman and talk into my ear, you know.
I guess something like that's bound to happen every now and then.
It does. It's nature of the beast.
Yep. Technology crap.
You ought to have plenty to tell me. You got 2 weeks worth of fishing reports this morning, huh?
I went far enough back I can't even remember.
I remember those days running every day. All those days run together. It's hard to remember what day of the week it is.
Yeah, and I've mostly been saltwater. I did bass fish. I've been maybe one day a week bass fishing right now, but that's about it. I still mostly saltwater, you know, probably for another at least month or two. And you know, the wintertime I start bass fishing, you know. But right now I'm still pretty much all saltwater. And it's been very roller coaster ride. I mean, it's one day you just absolutely, you can't do anything wrong. Everywhere you stop, it's like they're everywhere. And then something little bitty will change, and the next day you can't buy a bike.
Man.
Very, very, very strange. Very crazy.
Yeah.
I was at, also like on Wednesday or Tuesday. I don't even remember which day. Tuesday or Wednesday, one of those 2 days, our water temperature was 77 that morning. I was like, I mean, I couldn't believe that.
Really?
Was crazy.
Weren't in East Bay?
Yeah. In East Bay.
Yeah, that small, shallower bay, it cooled down good, didn't it? Man, that's a good good drop.
I was reading 77.5
That's awesome.
It got up to like 79 or something like that. I don't remember, but
yeah,
it was 77 that morning. And then yesterday, I actually ran in a customer's boat. He wanted to run his boat.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a water temp gauge on there, so I never got to check it yesterday. I don't know what it was. I was curious, but I never got to really look at it. But we ran around, and it still did really good yesterday. You know, I didn't even have my GPS. So I didn't have any of my deep mark stuff, but we just ran around and hit shell that I knew was there, and we caught keeper trout everywhere we went. I don't know. I mean, we didn't just smoke them, but we did more riding around than we did fishing, actually. But we caught probably eight or so keeper trout, and we had a couple overs, like 22s, 23 inches we released. And that was just farting around, really. So hopefully that bite stays good. But I know the wind picked up after we got off the water yesterday. It was blowing pretty hard yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
It got cranking a little bit. I don't know what it's doing now, but maybe that water will hold in a little clearer since that water temp dropped a little.
Well, all that'll do is help you.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
I know. That's a bad thing about East Bay, and, you know, when the water's real hot, a little bit of wind, it just stirs it up.
I know. It gets bad quick. What's funny is, I mean, I've seen it get muddy in 30 minutes, and then it'll take 24 hours to clear up.
Right.
But maybe it's a little cooler water, it'll stay.
Y'all look calmer down your way than we do up here. We're like southeast at 11 right here on the coast in Galveston, and right there at the harbor, it's east at 7.
East at 7, that ain't bad.
No, that's definitely doable, brother.
Yeah, that's doable.
Little Jetties at Port O'Connor, it's east at 15.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, I'm back in my boat again the next, you know, now. It's just a random, I don't run
it. It's weird going in somebody else's boat, though, you know?
It's very weird. I don't do it a lot. Maybe once a year that happens.
Yeah, just, you don't have the stuff you need, you know. You want to look out at the inner, you know, the leaning post so you can get your leader material or swivels or jig heads, you know.
Yeah,
all no water temperature gauge, that'll drive you nuts.
Yeah, and then I didn't have any, you know, his GPS has not a single mark on it.
No waypoints, you know, nothing.
I'm used to drifting. You know, when I drift, I sit there on the leaning post and drift, and I look over there constantly and look how we're drifting and what we're drifting over and which mark we're coming to. And I kept looking over there, and there was, you know, just messed me up. But he wanted in and out of, you know, the knowledge of in and out of. He wanted me to run all the cuts, you know, so he knew where he was.
Yeah, so he'd get him some, you know, good running lines and waypoints, sure.
That's what he wanted. He wanted some tracks, and I took him out and showed him, you know, and all the cuts, and I just showed him, ran him some tracks down to where he could at least get in and out of the bay.
Where he can run and be safe, exactly.
Right, that's what I did. I made some big loops where it was safe, and that's kind of what we did most of our time.
Because you can look at your GPS, you know, whether I'm looking at the one when I'm on a trolling motor, you know, I have one on the bow and one on the console, and you know, you get to these areas and fish them, and all these reefs and these structures you fish, the sweet spot's always in the same place. The fish are always right there where you got them marked.
Right. And I couldn't tell, you know, you can get close, so.
Sure.
We rode around a bunch, and he said, hey, yeah, look, can we fish a little bit? I said, yeah, let's go try to make a drift. I said, I don't have my marks, but I can get pretty close, you know.
Oh,
we didn't used to have them. We didn't have them anyway, but I still didn't have my sweet spot stuff, really. But we went out there, and I made a drift where I thought I was, you know, in the right spot. But the first drift, we didn't catch anything. Nobody hung up. I said, So I moved over a couple hundred yards. And immediately one of them hung up. I said, well, okay, we found the shell.
Yeah.
And then boom, boom, you know, we caught four or so keepers in one little drift. I said, well, I guess I found it. So.
We're so spoiled nowadays. Waypoints, bottom machines. And, man, I grew up fishing. Half of my career, we didn't have a, we had a compass, and that was it.
Yeah, my first guide boat was an 18-foot Redfin that didn't even have no GPS or nothing.
Nah.
Didn't have anything. But
well, back then, all we had was Loran C, and we basically only used that when we went offshore. But
yeah.
We've come a long way in a short while, brother.
I know. It's a big difference. I didn't even have live wells. I didn't have anything on that first guide boat. I had a cooler, and that was about it.
That's it. Yeah, we used to use those little green, round, plastic garbage can-looking things that had the aerator in the top of it, the lid pressed down inside of it.
Yeah.
That's what we'd put our shrimp in. You know, we were live bait fishing, popping cork fishing on the wells and stuff.
And I didn't have any. I didn't even have a live well because all I did was lures.
Well, that's basically what we did. But, you know, that summertime you had to, you know, you had your popping cork crowd. And
I did that with that little redfin. That was my first deal. And then my first real good boat was Charlie got me hooked up with Dave Quedon, and I got an El Pescador, a big 24 El Pescador. That was the first,
the old Viking ship.
that was my first good, big boat I had when I was guiding. That was back in like 2001 or something like that.
Right.
Anyway, came a long way since then.
Yeah, we have.
Came a long way. I got to fish the next 4 days, I think. I still got about four more days. Actually, my next 2 weeks are pretty busy. I'm a little slow there, and then I ended up booking some. But I'm pretty busy the next 2 weeks. And then October's already pretty booked.
Yeah, it always does that. You know, late August, early September, all the getting back to school stuff. Everybody's preoccupied and busy.
The floodgates are fixing
to open.
I thought I was going, you know, at one point this week, I only had like one or two trips on the book. And then I went from one or two to like six in a row.
Yeah.
All in a matter of a day or two.
It's the way it works.
Yeah.
Let that weather cool down October some more and see what happens. Phone's really going to go to ringing.
I know. I know. Exactly. Exactly. So it'll be busy all the way through October like normal. Probably into November. Then usually, you know, December, I start bass fishing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right around the corner. Deer season.
Yeah.
Big bass in the early spring, late winter.
Oh, man, I'm ready for that spring bass frog fishing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm ready for. Every year I wait. I look forward to it the next spring.
The tug is a drug. Frog fishing is fun.
Frog fishing is hard to beat.
Yeah, it is.
In the spring, especially on Conroe, because you never know. I mean, you might have every blow up could be a double digit fish. You just don't know.
Yeah, it can. Conroe's got some big bass in it, man.
Big bass in it.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, somebody wants to come down and fish with you, or they want to do a little salt water or go do some fresh, give them some info, Tommy.
Well, you can get me on Facebook, Tommy Alexander, but always the best way is the phone. Call me, leave a message or text, whatever you want. I'll get back to you.
That'll work.
At 979-709-8242.
All right, brother. Tommy, have a good day. Catch him up.
All right.
Later, man. Thanks. All right. All right. Let's go down to South Padre now. Check in with Captain Brian Barrera. Hey, Brian, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I couldn't be better. Thanks for asking.
All righty. Yeah, just another fishy day, getting ready to head out on the water, get an early start, get out before the sun comes up, and throw some topwaters out there, see what we can get into.
A little snooking,
a little juvenile tarpon action. We've got a lot of storms nearby offshore that have been making it really rough early in the mornings, you know?
I know. I saw that yesterday morning, too. Y'all had a lot of rain kind of moving your way from out in the Gulf.
I was out there in it yesterday, and, it was rough. We had to come back in and take a little rain delay for about 30, 40 minutes. We started getting pounded by the rain out there, and then right after that, it slicked out, you know, and it was good. So we're probably going to go snook fish this morning early, and then once it slicks off for us, you know, after the sun comes up pretty good and stuff, we'll probably work our way out and see if there's any tarpon out there.
Yeah.
See what's happening. I mean, we've been catching a lot of good fish lately. We've been doing a lot of tarpon fishing. We've been doing a lot of snook fishing, big mangroves and stuff. So it's been really good. Till past maybe this last week, we went, since I last talked to you, I've probably snook fished four times And we've been just throwing all top waters early, and I had an early morning sicko in for, let me see, Tuesday, Wednesday, at an early morning sicko. His name is Lynn Irish, and he was here and came down and threw some top waters early. He caught a 35-inch snook day one the sun even came up on top water, and maybe about another 15 snook or so. We doubled up on mangroves. His was probably about 6 pounds. Mine was probably about 4 pounds. It was just really good. We had a nice tarpon try to eat the top water like 3-4 times. It just blew it up, like kept blowing it up all the way till it was like right at our feet, and just missed it every time. I was like, geez, how did it miss it so many times, you know? But It's been good. We've been throwing some jigs and bouncing around some jigs and stuff like that out by the dock to try to get some food for the clients. Like, one of my clients wanted to get a little meal for dinner, so we went and bounced some jigs over some deep weed beds and plucked out a couple of trout for him to take home for dinner real quick, you know. But to the extent of it, that's about all the trout fishing I've been doing for the past, you know, 2 months. I've just been primarily tarpon fishing, you know. Unless we get bad weather, I chase a smaller tarpon in the snook and stuff, but after September and October, I start switching over in September and doing a bit of different stuff, because September we start getting rain and, you know, the weather isn't as good as August, so we start getting, you know, the rain and stuff, so I'll end up starting to dip into the snook and back into the flats and stuff, you know, during the stormy days in September and the little cold front days that we get. We'll start getting those little cold fronts and stuff in October, you know. Although, shoot, we've been getting some north wind here recently. You know, this last week we had a couple of days with some north wind, you know.
Yeah, that little teaser front that came in.
Yep, the guys on the jetties were loving it because, you know, the tarpon like to hang out, you know, in the middle of the channel, and so those guys usually are throwing, that they're standing on the rocks, they're usually throwing into the wind, you know.
Right.
But when you get that north wind and the tarpon are in town, the guys that are sitting up that go to the jetties, they all go, because they all know it's a nice easy day of long casting and get way out there where the big fish are at. So I was seeing the jetties were packed up with people during this last little mini front that we had. It wasn't blowing too hard, but enough to make them feel good about it, you know.
They still catching,
kings? 75 yards out. They have been. I haven't been fishing for them too much. The water at the inlet has not been clean enough the last week to get them, but I still see people like out there throwing the big spoons trying to get them. I think they're just offshore. The blue water is actually pretty close in. And my friends have been whacking them just like state water wrecks and stuff like that, you know, pretty close in. So I think whenever that blue water creeps in a little bit, you know, we get some nice calm stuff. Or we've actually had east winds for the past like 3 days.
Yeah, it's what we've
usually
had.
Usually those east winds will blow blue water in, you know. And after you get like 3 days east wind, it'll blow that blue water in, and then you'll get a calm day or two, and kingfish will be flying out of the water left and right.
Missiles. Looks like missile
skyrocketing.
Launches. Boy, they do skyrocket, don't they? They're nasty. I like them. Fun bite.
They're a blast.
They are.
They're
fun
a blast
to catch on medium and light tackle. It's good stuff.
Well, like I said, sometimes I'll be drifting for tarpon, you know, and I'll have two live baits out, 130-pound leader with two live mullet down there. I'll get done with my drift, 25-minute drift. I pull in my lines, and there's nothing but a leader line there and a bobber.
Oh, Lord.
The big kingfish come and eat that mullet so fast, hook and all, that it doesn't even pull out one click of drag for me to notice, you know? It's crazy.
Razor blade mouth, almost like a barracuda, man.
Yeah, to pop off 130 without even clicking one click of drag
was
crazy to me. Yeah.
That's so like I that time know that I did a half-hour drift. I didn't even know it. He cut my stringer in half and took every one of my fish. Didn't even know it.
Yeah. Doing a half-hour drift on credit with no bait out there, you know?
Yeah. All right, Brian. Well, hey, man, it's always good talking to you. Appreciate the update from down there. Give them some info if somebody wants to reach out to you and come down and stay a while and catch a lot of fish.
Sure. Give me a call, area code 956-755-9413, or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
You got it, buddy. Catch them up. Get on them. Hit them hard and hit them early. See you, man. All right, buddy. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.